In a world full of noise and endless distractions, the hardest thing to find is clarity. Here, we uncover the ideas, tools, and stories that help you focus on what truly matters so that you can live and work with purpose. I'm Stuart Hislop, and this is The One Thing Guy. Would you like to be happy almost every single day? That's like a question that I've actually asked myself. Happiness. Most people say that you've got to find happiness around you. The truth of it is, happiness is actually inside of you. It's actually a state of mind. So let me ask you this in such a way. What if happiness isn't something that you find, but in fact, you could actually train your mind to create it every single day? Would you want to actually do that? Now, I started to take this down a little bit deeper, and I wanted to understand the happiness. I've just come off a week that I actually was just celebrating happiness every single day. Now, when most people say, you're celebrating happiness, well, let's give you a little bit of a context. My daughter had an accident in her car. I had multiple lights in the house that the light bulbs went out. There were so many different things that created levels of frustration, yet when I reflect back, I was actually happy through all of that. Yes, my daughter was fine. Nothing happened to her. Her car, well, that's a different story. And even with her, I actually sat down and I said, Jody, you know, things like this happen, but let's have a look at the positive sides of it. And through this conversation, I could actually see everything starting to change. You see, what we typically do is when something bad happens around us, we almost, and I say this in inverted commas, we encourage that to be part of our internal mindset. And that creates this negativity, and that starts to overflow and starts to create almost a prevention of moving forward. We just want to sit there and we just want to go, that's it. That's the end of the world. I'm done. The truth of it is, you're actually in control of your happiness. And that's where this actually originated from. I started to look at all of the ways this particular week that kept me to that point where I actually felt happy. And that state of mind is really what got me through. Because when my state of mind was at that happy level, I know it's a general term, but it puts a smile on your face, suddenly I had this energy to go out and do things, these different actions. That's what I'm making reference to. I'm sure that you would love to know how to create that happiness by yourself, regardless of what's happening around you, so that you can actually move forward. It was quite funny because I started to go a little bit deeper into this as well. I started going into the psychology of this, and I'm going to share a bit of the brain, how it works. And please, I'm not a neuroscientist. I have no idea about the brain, but I did do the research just to kind of understand it for those of that want that higher level intellect in it. But what I actually came to realize is through psychology, they've actually almost done the studies, and there was actually a study done by Harvard, and they did it over 80 years. And they actually came to the conclusion that happiness is, in fact, a state of mind. It's not something that actually occurs from the outside. So I took that, and it took me a while to really internalize it. And I suddenly thought about this. I look at what happened with my daughter. I look at lights going. I mean, that's one of the worst things. It's normally at like 7 p.m. you go to turn the lights on and it's all darkness. And that's like a frustration. Yet through that, it wasn't the external factors that actually made me go down or up. I actually just looked at it. I internalized. I thought of something that was absolutely great. And you can use this word. I started to manifest this level of happiness inside of me. And I went, you know what? So it's dark. Does it really matter? I can still do what I need to do. There's things like candles. There's things like torches. There's things for my daughter. There's insurance. You know, all of these types of things that I can create the happy, and then I can start to move forward. So I started to break all this down, and I wanted to understand how did I go through this process over the last, call it 5-6 days? And I actually broke it down into 5 key points. And these 5 key points, I actually went through each one of them in the week, and I did it just naturally. It's something that I've almost built myself as a mind memory to go through this. And through this particular process, I jotted down each one of those as a reflection. And that's what I came up with, these 5 key points that I want to share with you. And the great thing about this is you can actually, straight after listening to me, you can put this into action. You can do it straight away. You don't need any tools. You don't need anybody from the outside. You are 100% in control of this. So this is an important factor, especially when you're going into festive seasons. You want to go in there with happiness from the inside. So the first one, and the first one is really one that I started to do many, many years ago, and it became a habit. And that habit was training my brain through gratitude. Now, training my brain through gratitude is because we know through all these different reports out there from psychology and the Harvard report, happiness is subjective. Happiness for me is different happiness to you, but there's a big key to it. The big but is when you do have that sense of happiness inside of you, where you just have a bit of a smile on your face, your brain amplifies it. It goes, hey, this is cool. I like this. And it makes it bigger. And when it starts making it bigger, what it does is it actually gives you more energy. So by training your brain to have this level of gratitude, now, what type of gratitude can you do? Now, I've been doing this for many years. I wake up in the morning and I think of 3 things that I'm grateful for. See, I got gratitude and grateful. We just drop out one little letter and we add 3 more. What am I grateful for every single morning? And I think of 3. So while I'm walking through the house at 5:15 in the morning, opening up the curtains, making tea for myself and my wife, feeding the animals, I actually start to look at, 1, I'm so grateful for the area that I'm staying in. And why am I grateful for that? Is because it's so quiet. And all I can hear at 5:15 in the morning are those birds. They are chirping, they are singing, they are happy. You see, when you start to identify the little things and you become grateful for them, suddenly it starts to build up more energy inside of you. So I empower you now to think of 3 different things that you're going to be grateful for. And every morning, just be grateful and really recognize it. Now, I just do it internally in my head. I hear the birds. And I actually put a smile on my face. I said, that's amazing. I love that. I love listening to those birds. And I'm thankful for them actually waking up and chirping at that time of the morning. For many, they'd go, those birds are waking me up. This is the worst thing. No, I actually love that. So wake up every morning and just have that level of gratification. Now, here's where it goes into the science. As I said, I did a little bit of research going into the brain side of it. It actually starts to reset your RAS. Now, you may have heard of the RAS. It's the reticular activating system. And when it starts to notice more positive thoughts, it actually starts to set you up for the day. Now, you can actually test this. If you wake up in the morning, you go, oh, this is a bad day. I've got a headache. Oh, this is going to be a great. And you really start with that negative mindset in the morning. Guess what your RAS does? It then amplifies that into a negative space so that you feel negative and you don't have that energy. So you can reprogram that with those positive, gratified thoughts every single morning so it actually starts to amplify it. So easy, but it sets your day up. So that's the very first one that I want to share with you is train your brain through gratitude every single morning. The second is one that really, it's about building deeper relationships with people. Now, the same study from Harvard, they actually did studies with individuals, and they looked at individuals that literally just knew each other. And ultimately, they didn't really build any form of bond. It was almost like an uncomfortable situation. They started to research with people that had been together for 30, 40, 50 years. and they started to have conversations with them. And what they got to realize is deep down, they actually had this level of happiness. It's very unique, but this level of happiness that's is just there. So the study went through this, and what they got to realize is the deeper the relationship that you have with people, the greater the happiness grows inside of you. So what you do with this, and it's something where we know it takes 42 hours to build a friendship, a true friendship. You need 42 hours of conversation backwards and forwards, and then you get into relationship where it's deep and emotional, where that actually becomes long and lasting. When you start to build these types of relationships, happiness levels go up. Why? Because when you see them, it triggers something inside of you that actually starts to build up. So here's one thing that I'd like you to do. I would like you, each and every day, if possible, each and every day, find one person, just one person, and take a concerted effort to get to know them a little bit deeper. Now, what I mean by deeper, just ask deeper questions about them. Hey, their family, their business. Hey, how's your health? How's things going at work, at school, etc.? Pick one person each and every day to have a deeper conversation, not just a high-level professional, hey, business, done. Take it a little bit deeper. It's those conversations that actually starts to find something inside of you. The next time you meet them, it actually elevates you, but it also does something great. The deeper your conversations with people, you feel more relaxed. The tension inside you starts to go down. When your tension starts to release, guess what? Release tension becomes an opening door for happiness to start to come through. And you actually feel grateful for about it. So you can actually use this as an example. Go to any function where there's 10 or more people. If you stand there the whole evening and you don't talk to one person, you actually start to almost close in. You start to feel almost, and I say the word dark, because no one is seeing you not having conversations. Yet, if you become part of the conversations and you have those deeper conversations, you get more excited. Now, this is where you can reflect. The next morning when you wake up, you'll have one of two thoughts. Either, that was an amazing social function that we went to last night. Why? Because you had deeper relationships. Or, you know what? I'm not sure if we're going to go and take that invite the next time because you were solitary. So make sure that you go into those deeper communications and build those deeper relationships. So that's a second one. And it's a hard one because obviously we live in an environment where some people just don't want to talk to us. But just go and find somebody to have those deeper conversations with. The third one, and this is one that really came out, and I did this with my daughter. That's why I added this particular one. And she came home. She got out of her car. She saw the damage and she exploded. She just went into absolute flat panic. And the first thing that we said to her was, take a deep breath. Just take a deep breath. And something amazing started to happen. I could actually see her tension levels starting to almost reduce in front of me just by her taking a deep breath. So that's the third one. It's actually being mindful of the calm. It is something where you want to take your brain and you want to bring it down. And how do you actually do that? Well, you do this through breathing. You see, when your heart rate's starting to go up, your blood rate is flowing through your body at such a high rate, and you actually adding in that negative energy, that tension, anxiety, and all of these type of things, guess what your brain's going to do? It's going to amplify that. And because of that negativity, you start going into rage. The emotion starts to flow through your eyes and through your mouth with the words that you might say. Just take a moment and breathe. Now, this was something I said to her, just breathe, just breathe. And she started to calm down. And I'm sure that you've heard this many, many times. If you're feeling in high levels of stress and anxiety, you just start to breathe. Now, here's something that you can actually start to do every single day. And it's something that I started to do in the mornings because it's great. I'm 5:15 in the morning walking through the house. I actually open up the curtains to have a look out into the actual garden. And I stand there for probably about 2 to 3 minutes. And I take a deep breath in just to get that outside air, the window open. Deep breath in and then just breathe out. Now I'm listening to the birds. It's calm. It's relaxing. I can actually start to listen to my breath by breathing in and breathing out. Doing that for about 2 to 3 minutes, here's what's amazing. It actually resets your brain. It actually starts to calm all those thoughts down. When you start calming those thoughts down, your brain does not have anything to amplify. It literally goes into this zero space. And that's when you can then start to add in that gratification. And that becomes positive, and that starts to amplify, and you get this revived energy inside of you, and you actually have a smile on your face. In fact, there's times I've walked through, and I'm actually giggling and laughing, and my wife will look at me and going, "What are you laughing about?" I have no idea what I'm laughing about. I just feel that sense of happiness inside of me. So the third one is it's calming that emotional brain down. Just take a deep breath. And listen to your breath. Listen to you taking the breath in and then exhaling it out. And do that for about 2 to 3 minutes. If you're in a noisy environment, get yourself some noise-canceling headphones if you can. Or just put your hands over your ears, close your eyes, and focus on your breathing. And you'll find how it actually starts to relax that mind, go into some gratification, and that starts to explode from there. Pretty cool, pretty simple. You can do that. You don't need anything around you. Now, the fourth one is where I took it into a little bit of a bit of science. And this is where I wanted to understand a few things that took it down to a deeper level. And it actually, some of these parts of the brain, I may get totally wrong, but that's fine. But it's actually understanding your brain's happiness system. That's what we're wanting to do. Because if we can understand how our brain really works, I mean, it's the most complex organ in our body, but if we can understand how it really works, the question that came to me is, can we manipulate it to give us happiness? Well, I've just shown you three different techniques that you can do. But here's going down a little bit deeper. I'm sure you've heard of the prefrontal cortex, okay? And this is where your positive state of mind actually comes in. It boosts decision-making and everything from there. In fact, it's quite funny because when you see teenagers, their prefrontal cortex is still busy developing and they'll do things without even thinking of it and then go, oh, maybe I shouldn't have done that. So that prefrontal cortex really, it actually gives us that positive state of mind and it makes decision making a little bit more clearer for us. Okay, so that's the first part of the actual brain. Now the striatum is actually the motivation section as well as the reward. It gives you that, oh, that was nice. That was great. I like that. Okay. And it actually, it what fuels the actual actions. So the one area gives you this action of clarity, this is what I must do. And then once you've done it, the striatum actually gives you that warm feeling of going, oh man, that was so, so nice. So that's enough of the science out of the way. But what we really need to do is actually see how this works for us. You see, your actions that you take, that you've got clarity on, can motivate you to the levels of happiness. You see, it starts with the prefrontal cortex because it's right in front. And then it gives you the relief. But it's through the actions. And that's why I wanted to start with those first three that you can easily do. When you understand this little bit of science behind it, you can actually see how you can turn your brain's happiness on by actually saying, I'm going to do some gratification. I'm going to do that. I'm going to calm myself down and I'm actually going to go out there. I'm going to build a deeper relationship with somebody. These are actions that are 100% in your control. When you go out and actually do that, suddenly you get rewarded through the striatum part of the brain. And you go, that's fantastic. That's what I feel great about. The reverse also happens when you go into a negative activity. It will give you those negative rewards. some of those rewards can be rather confusing. So you've got to be very careful when you understand how the actual brain works. So enough of the science, we'll push that out of the way, but let's go on to the last one. And the last one is really, this is choosing happiness independent of any external circumstances. You know, as I mentioned to you, what happened with my daughter, with the lights going out, it's quite funny how I put those two into the same context as each other, but you can actually imagine it's dark and you want to cook dinner and things of those nature. We consistently think that happiness comes from outside. They think that if I get to a wealthy state, if I meet this person that's going to change my life, that it's going to create happiness inside of me naturally. No, it does not. It gives you activities that you can do that your brain will recognize, but winning the lotto is just a short spike. Once you've got the money in the account, you'll sit there and go, now what? The only way that you can create that level of happiness is from within. And that within is what is so important. Don't rely on what's around you to create happiness. That only creates almost these little bursts that actually come into you, but they fade very, very quickly. It's very important to recognize that. So too often, and I've had conversations with so many of my clients, they're always looking for what can make them happy. What can make them happy? And when I turn this around and I say, you've got the control to make yourself happy. So don't look on the outside. You're 100% in control. And it's that happiness that you start to build inside of you, that your brain starts to take it to an exponential level, that suddenly the activities that you do in your day have got energy. You've actually got the energy to go out and make those calls. You've got that energy to go out and meet those clients. You've got the energy to actually go and grow your business. You've got that energy to build deeper relationships with your family and your friends. It all starts with you. And that's what we're wanting to happen. We want you to take full control of your happiness internally so that it starts to grow through the actions that you go forward. Now, with every session, I always look at a quote that can really sum all of this up. And here's this memorable quote that really came up while I was doing all of these researches. Happiness is not getting what you want, it's wanting what you already have. Such a key quote. Happiness is not getting what you want, it's wanting what you already have.
You've been listening to The One Thing Guy. Remember, when you focus on what matters most, everything changes. See you next time.